Hello and welcome to the Cloverdale Baptist Podcast.
به کلیسای کلوردل پادکست خوش اومدید.
Today is a very special day.
امروز روز مخصوصیه.
And we have a very special guest.
و مهمان مخصوصی داریم.
It is the day where we set aside time to pray for the persecuted church.
روزیست که ما جدا میکنیم برای دعا برای کلیساهایی که جفا دیدن.
And to be a part of supporting them with our resources so that they can live faithfully for Jesus Christ.
ما می‌خوایم اینا رو حمایت کنیم تا اونها خدا رو وفادارانه خدمت کنن.
And we have a very special guest. Tony, welcome. Thank you for translating for me. You don't have to do that anymore. Most of our listeners understand English.
Thank you.
It is a delight to have you here. You are not only a personal friend and someone who I look up to very much as a spiritual giant in the impact for Jesus that you've had, but also someone I've had the privilege of serving with, and you're ours.
I am grateful to God that we could partner together to bring glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ when He has commanded us to share the Word of God to all the people around the world, especially Persian-speaking world.
That's a special call for everyone, right?
Amen. Because missionary came to Iran and they shared the Word of God to us, to me, and they even given their life and they die in Iran that I may come know the truth. I didn't believe them until after his death. So now I know what they had, and I'm grateful to God that I receive an eternal salvation through the work of missionary.
That's so amazing. You know, my father used to travel to Iran. I don't know if you knew that. This was pre-revolution, and he used to be in oil there, and he'd always come back with pistachios. And I know when I've served with you, they often bring pistachios and give them to me when I tell the story. So I'll definitely tell the story the next time we serve together.
They because love you.
Yeah, it's such a privilege. I have been able to serve with you to teach pastors and churches and house church Christians from Iran. They have come to two different countries that we've been in. I would love for you to tell us a lot more about the ministry we have as a congregation through you in these countries and how we can support and be a part of what God is doing in powerful ways.
You know, Brother Rob, about 40 years ago, the Clover Church was an old building. After I got married here, they commissioned us to take the Word of God to the people of Iran. Now, at that time, Western world disliked Iran because Iranian government occupied American embassy, and they were there, and they call America Great Satan, and everybody who are not Muslim were Great Satan or enemy of Iran. So not too many churches want to work for Iran. As a matter of fact, after government kicked all the missionary out, closed all the churches, and we lost 12 pastors and leader of the church, they were martyred in Iran. No mission organization working there. But this church had a bigger vision. And they commissioned us to go evangelize, discipleship, and baptize these people. But how you could do when the country is closed?
Well, I just want to interrupt you just for a second. I know that's usually it's you interrupting me with translation. I just want to say that as a congregation, what a delight to hear that. And Iran, I got to be careful saying this because we're very international at Cloverdale, my second favorite country in the world. Sometimes my favorite, depending on how the Canadian government is interacting with life. So thank you, and please keep sharing.
How you could do that when doors close, when there's no missionary, when there's no church in Iran. But God opened the door for us, and we decided to broadcast gospel, first radio broadcasting to Iran during the revolution time. And miraculously, even though we had no resource, but God provided, and we were able to broadcast from most strongest transmitter of medium in the world.
Wow.
And we broadcast to Iran for over 20 years, day, every day, without exception.
I have met people who came to Christ because of your voice on the radio and heard their testimonies of the amazing power of God, even through the radio waves when His word is shared.
You know, during that time, there were wars start between Iran and Iraq. And a spiritual leader in Iran said, this is holy war or jihad. That is not accurate according to Quran. According to Quran, jihad is mean Muslim against non-Muslim. Iraq was Muslim, Iran were Muslim. They're two different denominations, but because spiritually they said this is jihad, and people really dedicated themselves to their faith, and they want to go to paradise, so they go to the war. Because if they die in jihad or the war, they guarantee, that's the only guarantee in Islam, that you will open your eyes in heaven. So people had zeal for God and desire to go to paradise. But many people question later on because they notice the spiritual leader, they're hiding and they don't send their own kids to the war. They're protecting them, but they send innocent people to fight. So they say, if that's the only way to go to heaven, why they themselves are not going to fight to be killed? And many start to question. And during this time,
we had the gospel being shared.
We're sharing gospel every day to these people.
Here's
in the war.
Here's how to get to heaven.
And I had letters, many of them, from soldiers on front line. They said, I was praying to Allah, but then after I finished prayer, I turned the radio to hear the news. It was your message. It was talking about eternal life.
The one true God answered.
Exactly. And we corresponded to these people, and many came to know the Lord. Many
Praise
died.
God.
The last moment they hear the gospel, and many did not die and came back, and they want to know more and accepted Christ as their Savior.
So amazing. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for that ministry and these people that I have grown to love so deeply, the impact you've had on them.
Yeah. And you know, we didn't stop there. After a while, we said, okay, we have evangelized these people. They hear the message. I never forget one man. He was in a small town in Iran. And he said, now I've been a Christian, but I'm afraid I will die. But I need to get baptized before I die. What should I do? So I introduced him to one believer, but that believer afraid to baptize this man. So after a period of time, he wrote a letter after 9 months. He said, brother, I got baptized today. I was very astonished. I said, how you did that? He said, well, I realized nobody helped me. Nobody can baptize me, but there's a river in this town. I went there 3 times and I baptized myself. First time in the name of Father came up, second time in the name of Jesus. And now I'm a believer. If I die, I go to heaven. And we thought, okay, where they should get
teaching
to become a disciple.
Yes, where they can actually grow to understand these things biblically, yes.
And a lot of these people never seen the Bible. They didn't know how to pray as a Christian. They believe it, but they didn't know how to pray. They think if they want to read the Word of God, they have to read it in different language, Hebrew or Greek or so on.
Right, because of what's taught.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we could not go, but God opened the door for us. We decided to invite those who have confessed their faith by letter to us, bring them outside and disciple them.
Brilliant.
And when we start this, we never knew what will happen. They all afraid of each other because they all thought they're the only Muslim convert. But after a few days, when they learn a song, when they learn how to pray, they become a friend, become a brother, sister. And they went back to Iran. The thing was there, I never even dreamed. It was not in my dream. They start a house church by themselves.
And they're so encouraged, so filled with hope. Some of the greatest singing I have ever been a part of was in the basement of a hotel where we weren't allowed to sing, and they were praising God so loudly, so filled with joy, because they couldn't do it in country in the same
way. That's exactly. And they never had a place.
From that.
They never had a pastor to sit there to say, open the Word of God. This is the Word say. They just was astonished for them, overwhelmed. They never had this experience. And, you know, when they become a believer after 2 years, 3 years, we want to baptize them when they ask us. And then we had communion. I cannot express it how the communion for them is so precious.
You can't take it for granted when you've had that experience.
For hours, they sit on the floor praying and praising God and crying and thank Jesus for dying for their sin. How could be some Savior who loved them so much to die for them? This does not exist in their culture.
And we should feel the same way. Sometimes I think we take it for granted because we don't have that shock. But what a privilege to hear this story. And
one good thing is our church been faithful, even though I usually never send a report, but been faithful all these years. But I can tell you, at least 15,000 people have attended our training.
Amazing.
These are all Muslim background, except the Lord, through our broadcasting or through the people who become a believer inside the country, bring their friends, and they once they hear it, they accept in the Lord.
Well, and I think even, I want you to keep sharing, but I think even if they come Sunday night, Cloverdale Baptist Church invite you to this, they'll hear the testimony. The testimony is so powerful. We just finished filming it. So powerful of God helping, standing firm, reaching into a community that is closed and changing that community powerfully through a man who was faithful, Tony, I'll say you, and then through other men and women who have been faithful there. God is at work and he's using us, and what a privilege.
And you hear a testimony of one brother, but there are so many of them, others, who cannot be with us to share their testimony, to see God's work in the life of, in a difficult and challenging place in Iran and its people.
And as you know, we have some in our family. So hi to you who are from Iran in our family.
Yes.
We are privileged to have you here as well.
And I'm grateful for church that has been so faithful all these years, providing us resource that we need, supporting our ministry as well as the training. We cannot have this unless the member of the church give a gift, general gift to the church so they can sponsor, because these people usually have nothing. We have to pay their ticket. They have to bring them outside the country, even pay their exit fee. It's a lot of money for them, and we can then teach them Word of God.
I think the most money I've ever carried was on an airplane for you, and it was just under what we were allowed to bring in. So I didn't break the law, so I want no emails on this. But I remember being so nervous and keeping my hand on it, and I was scared. I don't know if you remember the story, but I was scared. So we went to the place where they check you into the country, and you had told me, listen, they won't even know English. Don't worry about it. And
that's
you
right.
were right, and they didn't, and in I went with all my money.
It was for their plane ticket and
correct.
Hotel.
Correct. It wasn't actually
it
my
wasn't
money.
For, that's
right. No. So, Tony, I want to know, how do we as a congregation, we want to be a part of these brothers and sisters' lives. We want to pray for them. We want to support them. We want to continue to support you, although I know you're getting a little bit older.
Mature.
Thank you. Thank you. Although you've always been pretty mature. But how do we support? What can we do as a congregation to continue to have this worldwide impact?
Brother, right now, the people of Iran's crying out for the freedom. Freedom from politician, freedom of darkness of Islam. I'm sure you're following the news in the world and you know what
yes.
Canada's done, but they could do more, of course. But people, they first think they're physical, this world are slave, but they're spiritually also slave.
Which is worse.
And they just writing to me or they contacting me and said, is there God? Why he's not doing anything? So our duty is, as a believer, let them know that there is God, and let them know there is a Savior who can set them free spiritually from Satan. And they need our prayer desperately. They need a prayer. And I pray to God, protect them. Several of their house church leaders have been wounded during this time.
Horrific.
And they lose their job. There's some of them, their income has been totally burned out. And we should, they trust us so much. The only contact they have with other believers is us, our church. And if we can help them, they taste the love of Christ from far distance, at least they know there's somebody who cares and really pray for them.
So Tony, you and I have been talking about this, and we have talked about being a part of another, actually with Murray's help, our Deacon of Missions and the Missions Committee, but being a part of another conference where we can be this encouragement, where we can, as we have even talked today and are seeking to honor God in this and we'll continue to pray. How do you trust God in suffering? And their suffering is so much different than ours. How do you have hope in the midst of this kind of crisis?
The only hope I have found when I have this kind of situation is on the Word of God.
It's so true. And security there in the power of the Spirit.
Yes. So we take that word, the hope, from the Word of God given to them, because there's no other hope for them.
So God willing, you and I will be going to a country,
yes, Lord willing,
and ministering to these people who are in crisis with the Word of God.
Amen.
To help them have that secure anchor to trust Him in the midst of this chaos that we can't even begin to understand.
And brother, I have to tell you, a while ago, a long time ago, you came first time, there was a couple there who wrote down everything you said.
I remember.
Even when you cough, he wrote it down, Pastor cough there. And he... when I told him, you may come again this time, he said, I will come even though I've been jailed several times. They am not allowed to leave the country, but I will come to see my brother who shared the gospel to me. So there are desires, really deep desire to see you and share the word from you.
Yeah, he is a treasured brother. And I met the whole family. I don't know if you remember that, but I met their whole family another time that we were there. Their children were in another country. And there are so many precious memories, so many, I would call them hurtful memories, as you have shared what has gone on with our brothers and sisters there, the persecution, the pain they go through just for trusting in Jesus,
yeah. And
the privilege we have of being a part of that. So, Tony, thank you. Again, I just want to say to our congregation, if you have the opportunity to join us in prayer for the persecuted church, especially for Iran, although we'll expand that, Christians that are there, come hear a powerful testimony, hear what God is doing. And Tony, thank you. Thank you for your partnership, your friendship. You are one of my heroes. I love you, brother.
Thank you for the church, CBC. You've been faithfully supporting us, praying for us. We're grateful to God that they had more faith enough that when they send me a commission us.
So I would like to just share one prayer request. This is from my heart to you. And that is, would we pray that someday Tony would get to preach the gospel in Iran again and to have the privilege of seeing people there trust in Jesus on the ground when he's on the ground with him, just someday that would happen.
And brother, believe it or not, that's the dream I had that kept me going. And today I'm talking with our brother here. I said, can you imagine when you go back? He said, yes, we take one of those mosques and we share, sing song in that mosque.
Maybe turn it into a church.
Yes, yes, of course.
I love that. Cloverdale Baptist Church, you have just heard from someone who is a privileged partner in the gospel around the world. Again, want to invite you to participate with other Christians around the world to see a vision for what God can do that's so much bigger than just our community, although includes our community, but all around the world, to take part in this. So thank you for listening. Again, strongly encourage you to be in church Sunday morning as we focus in on the persecuted church, and then Sunday evening as we focus even more so on prayer, support, and this ministry. And listen, we'll report back, but God willing, in the near future, I'll be heading to another country and having the privilege on your behalf with my partner in the gospel of ministering hope and trust by being faithful to the Word of God and the God of the Word. Thank
Amen.
You, Tony.
Amen. Thank you.